So let's begin with the somatic awareness of breathing. So to begin with, lie on the floor and lie on your back with your legs bent and your feet flat on the floor and close your eyes. Now as you lie there with your eyes closed in order to increase your internal awareness, I'd like you just to breathe naturally and notice the rhythm and rate of your breathing. So notice, is your breathing fast? Is it slow? Do you notice if it's quite shallow? Or do you have quite nice deep rhythmical breaths? Just notice what your natural breathing rate is. And also notice, does your belly inflate as you inhale? Do you notice if your chest rises and falls as you inhale and exhale? And how much movement do you have from your rib cage as you inhale and then as you exhale? Do you notice with the rib cage if one side seems to move much more than the other side? Okay, now let's bring more movement and oxygen to your body by increasing your breathing quality and also how your body will work effectively with somatic breathing. So place your hands on your belly so that your fingertips are touching. And just start to inhale. And as you inhale, I'd like you to notice the rise and fall of your belly. So with your hands on your belly there, notice that as you inhale, do you notice if your fingertips separate as we inflate the belly? And then as you exhale, the fingers touch again. And so again, notice on the inhale, do the hands separate? So notice if the right and the left hand separate, but then the fingers of those hands touch again as you exhale and the belly relaxes back to neutral. Again, notice, does it require a lot of effort to get the belly to inflate? So as you continue to do these nice deep breaths, allow or visualize or imagine that the belly is a balloon. So as you inhale, can we create that balloon-like feeling or sensation with the belly? So let it really inflate and swell. And then as you exhale, let the belly just relax. And again, don't force this movement, just naturally allow the belly to start to rise and fall. So just finish the deep breath that you're on there and just allow everything just to come back to neutral. And now we're going to increase our somatic awareness to the sides of your body, so just over the rib cage. So place your hands on the rib cage, so just on the side of your body there. And as you start to take some nice deep breaths in, breathe deeply and notice how much movement you have in your rib cage. So do you feel the ribs expand as you inhale? And then as you exhale, do the ribs relax back to neutral? So again, just notice the natural rhythm. How much movement do you have in your rib cage? Do you notice as you inhale if one side of the rib cage seems to have a greater amount of movement compared to the other side? And this is going to reflect the level of tension or tightness that we have in the muscles that sit between the ribs, in those intercostal muscles. So it gives us an idea how much tightness we have through the rib cage, or maybe just one side of the rib cage. And then just finish the nice big deep breath that you're on there. And rest. And then let's just take a different hand position. So place one hand on your belly and one hand on your chest. Now, as you inhale here, I'd like you to notice the rise and fall of your belly and movement in your chest. And then as you exhale, notice how everything relaxes back to neutral. Again, notice as you inhale, the belly expands, there's movement in the chest. And then as you exhale, it relaxes down. So do you feel this wave-like action as you inhale through the chest and through the belly? And as you exhale, it falls back towards the ground. So this is very good to notice because we want to encourage more belly breathing. But as we put our hand on our chest and also on our belly, we start to see where most of the movement is happening. So if we appear to have more movement coming in the chest, that's a sign that it's shallow breathing. So we need to try and put more focus into getting the belly to expand so we get more of that diaphragmatic breathing. But of course, we want the chest and the rib cage to expand so that we keep the muscles all around the chest and the rib cage supple. So we should start to feel a bit of natural movement there, but encourage more movement from the belly. Okay, now just rest your arms by your side and rest them on the floor. And let's just continue for a few moments now just to deep breathe. So this nice flowing deep breaths. And again, focus on the belly inflating as you inhale. And then as you exhale, just let everything sink and relax. So just focus here for the moment. Again, keep noticing the belly rise as you inhale. And as you exhale, relax. Each time you do this breathing sequence, you'll find that it becomes less effort to create that belly to rise and fall. It will just become more natural and second nature as the brain starts to involve more movement from the abdominal region. As we teach the muscles in the belly and all around that center of the body, they can relax and they can contract at the right time. And the longer we continue doing this deep breathing, so keep breathing as I talk, the longer we do this deep breathing, there are multiple benefits. So for example, we have the improvement of blood circulation. It also we gently create more of an internal massage to our organs when we do this nice deep diaphragmatic breathing, this belly breathing. And also the more that we inhale, we take oxygen in. And then as we exhale, we eliminate carbon dioxide. So again, inhale, bring that oxygen in as we nourish the tissues. And as we exhale, we eliminate carbon dioxide. So we clear out the waste products that the body produces. And also with that deep breathing, we help to strengthen the heart and also the lungs. And the deep breathing helps to slow the central nervous system right down. So we live in less of a fight or flight situation and more of a relaxation and a rest and digest situation. So less reactive to events and more responsive. And also this deep breathing helps to promote a deeper quality of sleep. It helps with our sleep patterns. So remember, if you're feeling disturbed in the middle of the night and you wake up, just start focusing on the belly breathing to wind the central nervous system right down and help you get back to sleep. So let's just do a few more deep breaths here. So in through the nose as the belly rises, out through the mouth as the belly relaxes. again, just take this one more nice big deep breath in through the nose and then out through your mouth to finish this breathing sequence. And just stay there for a moment, just breathe nice and slowly and naturally. And remember, we can cover much more of this material in greater depth on the Total Somatics program. So if you'd like to join me, you can join me at totalsomatics.com and I'll teach you much more about breathing techniques and other somatic movements to help reduce pain and improve with mobility. Now, in your own time, when you feel ready, and take your time, there's no rush, I'd like you just to roll over onto one side and then slowly sit up with a view to then standing or taking a seat in a chair somewhere. But again, we've been lying on the floor for several moments, doing some really nice deep breaths, and the body's completely relaxed. So take your time. And remember, just revisit this whenever you want to. But ideally, if you can do these deep breaths a few times throughout the day and start to take more control of your central nervous system and start to get muscles to relax and contract under your conscious control rather than the body's subconscious or the brain's subconscious control.